Go over again some of what we did yesterday, maybe a little more insight, especially with the Balmon, the Ramban, the Iker, on just mapping out the sugya. Tosis will probably wait for next year also, some Gedalia. You could have started already, but we'll probably leave it. But just to understand again the various shitas in the Rishonim, the Nogea, this Gemara, Beis Shammai Shita versus Beis Hillel, the Maskanas of Gemara here in Dav Gimel is the Tarti Prigi. There's a Machokas Bein Besuka Ktana, Bein Besuka Gedola. That is to say, by Sukkah Ktana, Shitas Beis Shammai is that the Sukkah be Machzekas, not just Rosho Berubo, but also Shulchano, which is therefore Zayin Tfachim HaZayin Tfachim. Beis Hillel says it suffices to have Rosh HaVerubah, which is Vav Al Vav. That's the Machokis by Sukkah Ktana. And there's also Machokis by Sukkah Gedola. Mishahaya Shulchano, he was in the Sukkah, Shulchano was outside. So now, are you Yotzei Mitzvah Sukkah? So Beis Hillel would say you are. Beis Shammai says you're not. The reason is because we make a gzeira shema yimashich achas shulchano. So by Sukkah Gedola, it's clear what Beis Shammai's reason is. It's a din derabanan. This idea that you're not yotzei, we have to see again in the Tosis. Does that mean you're not yotzei even midoraisa? The chachamim have the koach based on their gzeira to take away the kiyum deraisa, or does it only mean that you're not yotzei derabanan? That we'll have to see separately in Tosis. But l'maisa, there's an iser certainly to do it, and you're not Yotzei Soli Midrabbani, you're not Yotzei, that's Beis Shammai's Shita. Beis Hillel doesn't make such a gzeira. But that's only Din Rabbana. What about the first Machlokas in terms of Sukkah Ketana? So that is not a clear. What is the basis of that Machlokas? Now, you read the Sugya here, we notice in the Sugya the Halacha Kibbeis Shammai, although typically Halacha Kibbeis Hillel, but here, one of those examples, Tosis is going to mention a few examples like it, again, the beginning of the Tosis for the next year, that we hold like Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says we hold over here like Beis Shammai, even though typically Halacha Kibbeis Hillel. But the Gemara's discussion is Benogeya Sukkah Ketana, that the Shir Sukkah is Machzekes Rosh Hashanah V'Shulchan. But the Gemara explains that the Mishnah and Daf Chav Ches is really consisting of Chesui Mechsira, double Machlokas. And you have to read into the Mishnah the two cases. So therefore, the poskim now, the Rishonim will debate, do we now conclude based on our sugya, Halacha Kibbeis Shammai, even by Sukkah Gedola? Or do we say, no, Halacha Kibbeis Shammai, in the case that the Gemara discusses, which is Sukkah Ketana, that you need a Shir Zayin Al Zayin. But Sukkah Gedola, we go like the normal rule of Halacha Kibbeis Hillel. That issue, and this is more or less what the Ritva spells out very, very nicely, if you saw inside the Ritva, this issue is very much wrapped and tied to the other issue, which is, what is the machlokas by a Sukkah Ketana? What's the machlokas about? What does it revolve around? So, as we saw, there's the Ritva on the one side, and there's other Rishonim on the other side. We could learn that the Machokis by Sukkah Ketana is totally not connected to the inyan of what we find by Sukkah Gedola. The Sukkah Gedola, that's a Shita Beis Shammai that will make a Gzeira Shami Mashiach HaChas Shulchano. The issue of Sukkah Ketana is not that at all. Maybe there's no basis for such a Gzeira there. As the Balmor will soon see inside, the Balmor says, what Shulchan? Who's talking about a Shulchan? You couldn't get a Shulchan there, so what kind of Gzeira are you talking about? So what's going on by Sukkah Ketana? It's a machlokas in terms of, like we find in Abaye, Adav Zayin on the days, that Beis Shammai requires a certain kvius. The kvius is that there should be a shulchan that you need for eating in the sukkah can contain a shulchan. So it's a keva halacha that Beis Shammai holds, and Beis Hillel holds, no, you already have enough of a dira without this extra level of kvius of the shulchan, you have enough with Vav Al Vav, with Rosh HaVerubah. No, according to that, then obviously passing Beis Shammai in this regard has no shaykhis to the other machokas, two different inyanim completely. The Rif turns it around. The Rif learns, based on what seems to be the kasha from Abayi and Dav Zayin on the Beis, that how do we reconcile the fact that our Gemara passes like Beis Shammai? And Abayi puts Beis Shammai in a list of a shita of eight tanoim who hold divas keva bi'inan. Beis Shammai requires that the sukkah hold Rosh Aruv Vishulchano, and that's because he goes like this mahalach of sukkah diras kevin be'inan. But since, as the Rif, so it said yesterday, we are of the opinion that sukkah is diras arai, not diras keva, like Rav explains in the Mishnah why sukkah l'mal mechaf is pasul according to Tarikama, because it's diras arai, not diras keva. So therefore, we should therefore not follow Beis Shammai. We should not follow the Shita that you need Shulchan. So how do you understand our Gemara that says we pass Beis Shammai? Oh, so what did the Rif do? The Rif, as I'll see in the Ramban in a minute, the Rif holds that there's Rachokis Asugis. This we didn't see explicit in the Rif, but the Ramban learns it this way, that Abaye learned up that Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel are arguing about this element called Keva. Beis Shammai requires this extra element of keva of Shulchano that has to contain the shear of Shulchano as well. And they so disagrees. And in that regard, you wouldn't hold like Beis Shammai, you hold like Beis Hillel. What about Sukkah Gedolah? So again, we'll see in the Ramban, Sukkah Gedolah, Mandach HaShmei, who mentioned Sukkah Gedolah. There's no discussion of Sukkah Gedolah. The Mishnah later is also discussing the Machokas of a Sukkah Ketana. So says the Ramban. There are other ways around this point, but this is what the Ramban says. Abai doesn't hold of any diuk of the Mishnah later that sounds like it's a Sukkah Gedolah, it's a Sukkah Tana. And the Machokas is what Abai says. But that's Abai. But as Sugya holds that they're arguing B'tarsi. So it says the Rif, according to as Sugya, the Machokas by Sukkah Gedolah and Machokas Sukkah Tana are one and the same Machokas. What is the Machokas? Do we make a Gzeira Shemi Mashaykh or do we not? The same Gzeira that we find by Sukkah Gedolah, that is the Shita of Beis Shammai, as the Gemara explains, Beis Shammai Yimashech, that's the reason for Beis Shammai by Sukkah Ketan. What is the Gzeira? That you might end up going outside the Sukkah to eat. After all, the Shulchan can't get in the Sukkah, so where are you going to go? You're going to go to the Shulchan that's out of the Sukkah. Where's the Shulchan? Outside the Sukkah. Where's it going to come from? You might have it there. That's all Shammai Yimashech. It's all part of the Gzeira. Why do you have to repeat the same Machlokas twice? Whether you make a gzeira both by Sukkah Ketan and Sukkah Gedolah, explain the Rishonim that maybe there's a greater makom to be goes there where? So could be by Sukkah Gedolah is more reason, or no, by Sukkah Ketan more reason. Which way? Sukkah Ketan, because there's no choice but for you to go out to this table. Sukkah Gedolah, the table could come to you. So therefore, if I only had one case and not the other, I would say maybe there. Either that's where Beis Shammai would be goes there by Sukkah Ketana, not by Sukkah Gedolah, or Beis Hillel might only be matir, be machshir by Sukkah Gedolah, not by Sukkah Ketana, where there's a greater concern that you might go out. So that's what the Ramban points out, that the Mishnah gives you both cases, Lodiyacha Kochan, respectively of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's in terms of the Ribusa of both. So there are those who are taina, know if the Mishnah has to tell me both cases because you couldn't be machalik, and say, he only goes there in the case of Sukkah Ketan, not Sukkah Gedolah. So then, how do I know at the end of the day to paskin like Beis Shammai in both cases? Maybe I should only paskin like Beis Shammai by Sukkah Ketana, where the Gzeira is a stronger cause to make a Gzeira. And the Gemara only basically says halachic Beis Shammai in that regard. So how do I know to extrapolate to paskin Beis Shammai Sukkah Gedolah? Says Ramban, we read yesterday at the end, L'maisa, nobody is machalik. At the end of the day, no one is machalik between the two. A chidush it might be. By Sukkah Gedolah, he makes a Gzeira, and Beis Hillel doesn't make a Gzeira even by Sukkah Ketana, Peseder. But L'maisa, no one is Machalik. So if the Gemara does Paskin like Beis Shammai, in one case, we can our own go Beis Shammai all the way. Al Kopanim, according to the Rif, L'chora, what should be the basis for the problem by Sukkah Ketana? Why is the Sukkah a problem when you have only Vav Al Vav, not Zayin Al Zayin? A Din? The Raisa Din Rabbana. Pashta is only Din Rabbana. Whereas according to the other Rishonim, so they assume no, that you don't have to make a machokas between Abaye and over here, and we could go back to the ideas of Keva, and then here you have the Balmor and the Ran, maybe it's like a different vein, we'll see in Balmor in a minute. Let's go with the Ran first. The Ran says that the problem of Beis Shammai by Sukkah Ketana is that it's not keva, but what does that mean? Only because we hold you need diras keva? No, we hold diras arai be'ina. But what does the Ran say? If you don't have the amount of space that gives you the shulchan, then what do I have? Zero. I have not even a diras arai. It's a diras rucha. It's a subpar dira. It doesn't have to test the diras arai. And therefore, that could even work out for us. And Beisil doesn't accept that. Beisil says it's an adequate dira to have it just vav, ruba, rosha, and ruba. And therefore, we can hold like Bishamai, even though we hold Yibasarai Bi'ina. That's the way the Ram says it. The Balmor says it in a slightly different vein. We'll see it in a minute inside the Balmor. Just one Ha'ara before we go see inside the Balmor and the Mochamos. There was a word in the Gemara that Rashi took out. What was it? Who remembers? Read the Gemara? Good. Ella. Ella. Where is that position of the Ella? Let's go back in the words of the Gemara. The Gemara is being medayik on the one hand that it's mashma that we're discussing a sukkah ktana. On the other hand, it's mashma talking about sukkah gedola. Again, it doesn't say machzekes, it says. On the other hand, it says posli machshirin. So the Gemara says, no, elakasha mishahaya. So now you're telling me that it clearly is a machlokes on sukkah ktana, because posli machshirin, what do you do with the other diuk? Says Gemara, ola matarti pligi. So Rashi says there was a girsa. The Rashi takes out the word Ella. Why? Because we're not being chosen from anything, right? Until now we were saying, we're going back and forth, and we're saying, Olam B'tarati Pligi, just setting the record straight. Why would we want to have an Ella? So I was thinking, maybe the Ella could be explained in light of what we just spoke out. Lemaisa, you have to know, the Rif ends up saying that after the Gemara runs its course, the Machlokes and Sukkah Ketan, Sukkah Gedola are all dependent on one issue, not two issues. In other words, the Lashon HaRif, as we saw yesterday, right, it's time, that's one Chad Taimahu, right? Chad Taimahu, Chad Taimaninu. Halacha Kibisar B'Tabek, Chad Taimaninu. The problem of that's the problem in both Sukkah Gedola and Sukkah Ketan. But is that what the Gemara was thinking all along? Or is that only something that emerges once we end up at the end of the Gemara, that the Tarati Pligi, now the problem is one and the same, and it's only Drabana. When the Gemara was discussing, before the Gemara knew that there's a Machokis by Sukkah Gedola, the Gemara thought that the Mishnah Chav Ches is dealing with Sukkah Ketan. The Gemara knew about Gzeirah Shema Yimashech, or the Gemara didn't know Shema Yimashech. And no mention of Shema Yimashech in the Gemara, right? Only comes in when the Gemara pushes and says, no, maybe Besukkah Gdola Pligi? And if so, what is the Machokes? And what tells you? It's about Shema Yimashech. But before it entered in the Gemara, on the radar of the Gemara, that we're discussing Sukkah Gdola. So what did the Gemara think was the Machokes by Sukkah Ketana? What was it based on? Keva, right? Keva. And the psof of Beishamah is Drabban or Doraisa? Doraisa, correct? The Rif is telling us that after you read through the Gemara and you end up that Betarati Pligi, so the Machokes by Sukkah Gedola, Shema Yimashech, so is the Machokes of Sukkah Ketana. Comes out that the problem is reduced to the problem of Gzeirah Drabbanan, not what we thought before. So something changes. That's the Ella. So then the Gemara's Ella would make sense. In other words, Ella Betardi Pligi knows now that we're saying that, it comes out that it's no longer the Pshat by Sukkah Ketana that's a problem del Raisa because of Keva, it's only a problem del Rabban in the same vein that Sukkah Gdol is a problem of Gzeirah Shema Yimashech. So that would maybe work very nicely for reading Ella. Rashi takes it out. So now maybe that could be a bit of a smach that Rashi didn't learn this way. Rashi learned the other Rishon. Perhaps. Okay, let's look a little bit at the Loshonos of the Balmor, at least, and the Ramban. Something very specific in the Ramban I want to be omid on, but let's start with the Balmor. So again, the Balmor Kedarko is masig on the Rif. The Rif said what he said, and the Balmor quibbles with the Rif, and then many come to the defense of the Rif, like the Ramban and the Ravid. Yeah, Noah.
Just for the Ram, just to get it clear, is the Ram saying, although it's still Keva for Bishamai, we have, Lemaisa on Gimel, we have to pass him like him because less than 7x7 is your suit. But Lemaisa, I agree with the Baye.
So, well, I'm not 100% sure. I was thinking about this. I'm trying to still have Achra completely. When the Ram says that it's not called a Dira, even Dira Sarai, does he mean to plug it into a Baye? Or does he mean to say that, no, a Baye said it that because he thought you need Dira's Keva. But we hold, like Beis Shammai, because we hold that failing to have that shear of Zayin al Zayin is not even called Yiras Arai. But Abaye meant it, like the words say, that there's a din of Keva. But Lamaisa, we can hold this way anyway. Or does he mean that Abaye meant Keva only in that regard,
that it's not called
a Dira at all? But that's what Abaye meant. I don't know if it's 100% clear from the Lashon around what he intended. I'm not sure. Maybe you can machriya this, but let's look at the Baal HaMor. So on the Dav Zayin, on the Gemara Dav Zayin. So he quotes the Rif as he begins, Amar Baye, and so on, Kassav of a Rif, Lesuch Satchad Minay Hochek Atarti, that we hold like. And then he brings that the reason, so that the first one is about Shipur Yoholim, that's not Aranyan, the Chain, the paragraph that follows, the Chain. Hahi the Misha Yeroshu Besukha the Kaimon Kibes Shammai. The Kamar HaRav Zechorna Lebracha, who is he referring to? Of course, the Rav is the Rif. What did the Rif say? The Tamayu, the Beis Shammai, Mishum de Gazrinan Shemim Moshech Achar Shulchano. And that's the reason that's true what? Not just by Sukkah Gedolah, but by Sukkah Ketana. So what's the first critique of the Baal HaMor on the Rif? Let's see. Ha-Leisa. Ha-Leisa of Sukkah Gedolah. That can't be. The only time you could speak about Shema Yimashech is only by Yisukah Gedola, Abba Besukah Ktana, Vadai Tamay the Beshamay Mishum Diras Keva. There's no alternative but to say that Beshamay's reason is because of Diras Keva. Why can't it be because of Shema Yimashech? Says the Baal HaMor. Sharei Ein Lo Shulchan B'Tocha Bayis Sheimashech Acharav. So what's his problem? What's Shaykh to say Shema Yimashech? There's no, who says there's a shulchan here at all? It's a sukkah ketana. There's no shulchan in the sukkah. It can't fit. There's no shulchan anywhere. So what kind of gzeira are you going to have? Who's talking about a shulchan? Why is sukkah gedola? So the shulchan could have fit in the sukkah, and so happens to be out of sukkah. The shulchan can't fit in the sukkah. Who says there's a shulchan at all? Ein lo shulchan v'socha bayis. Shema shachachara. That's what he seems to be asking. So, Bachra, what's Shaykh to make a gzeira? You can't invent a shulchan. It's not here. It's not here because it couldn't fit here. So, who's talking about a shulchan at all? Yimashach shulchan is assuming that it's Shaykh to have a shulchan and the shulchan is in the wrong place. Sukkah Gedolah, the shulchan could be in the wrong place. It's out of sukkah instead of being in the sukkah. Oh, but you might follow it and have it outside because it's sticking, it's in the wrong place. It's out of sukkah. But here, there's no shulchan. What's the Rabban going to respond to that, Kasha? We see it inside Phil. Shema what? Shema Yavi Shulchan B'Yimashach. That's also how good for the Gzeir. You'll get a Shulchan, and since it can't go in, it's going to be out, and then you're going to be eating outside. It also goes into the Gzeir. The Baal HaMor is assuming there's no Shulchan at all, so who's a Shema Yavi B'Yimashach? You have to assume there's a Shulchan already, then you can make a Gzeir. Dalia and Rafi, and Yaakov, yeah.
So if you're saying that Beis Shammai's opinion is limited to sort of Ketana, and you're saying Rosh Hashanah.
No, he's not saying it's limited. Forget it. It's two different issues. There's a Sukkah Gedolah, Beis Shammai of Gzeir Shem Yimashech, and the Sukkah Ketana is based on Keva.
Right. So I'm saying, so for Beis Shammai and Sukkah Ketana, there is a Shulchan there. It's Rosh Hashanah.
Sukkah Ketana. No, Sukkah Ketana means that it's not. No, the case of Sukkah Ketana that they're arguing about means that you don't have space for Shulchanah. That's what it means. No. That's good for the machlokes. The machlokes is by sukkah gedolah when the shulchan is out of the sukkah, and by sukkah ketana if the sukkah is not enough to be machzik shulchano, only Rosh Hashanah. That's what it means. So in that case, they still machshirin and they still post. That's what the Gemara lays out for us. The case is it's only vav, not zayin al zayin. Yeah.
You say possibly that the Baal HaMor is getting part of the shita of shein lo shulchano, but in the Gemara, when we say the Max Ravach Tani, we only mention a Shulchan by Sukkah Gedolah, but by Sukkah Ketana, Gemara never mentioned a Shulchan. So it's kind of like, he's making a dig that's coming out of left field.
Okay, that's kind of what he's saying, There's you don't have any mention of a Shulchan here, and it couldn't have been.
Dig because that's when Gemara quotes the Sukkah Tani, just never even mentioned the Shulchan.
It could be the words also. You always have to have a table there, but the Rashi is going to try to say
when we get to the Rashi, that the pastor says mashma that the case is dumya the dalet al dalet, whatever, that you have the shulchan inside, you found a way to get it inside. Okay, pastor says it doesn't fit, right? So it's not inside.
That's what I'm saying. The Baal Mor, if you think, in this case where there's no shulchan, the Gemara never mentions there's a shulchan outside, yet we still say it's possible. So clearly you can't say it's based on the Gzeira because we're passing it in the Mishnah even when there's no shulchan right outside. And he made a deal from the Gemara, I think.
He doesn't say he's working with the Gemara.
No,
he says,
ain't no shulchan. Ain't no shulchan,
tochabayis. There's
no shulchan, because the Gemara
and
the Mishnah never says there's shulchan, tochabayis with it. Okay. I think he's making a deal.
So you're saying because the Gemara doesn't mention, I'm saying because it doesn't fit in the sukkah, so how do you know you have one at all?
Yeah, but even if it doesn't fit in the sukkah, it can still be in the bayis right outside.
So how does he know it's not in the bayis?
Because the Gemara never mentioned. Above, the Gemara mentioned, and then in contrast, they would mention it again.
Gemara didn't mention it. Okay. I hear. The Kaimalan, Yaakov.
I was just going to ask based off that, and the Ramban said that there is a Shulchan, but it sounds like
The Ramban is going to say that he can bring a Shulchan. We'll see. The Kaimalan, the Betarati Pligi. So how do we end up in the Sugya? That the Machokis is a double Machokis, Beshamay Besilo, Ubisukha Ktana, Ipsiki Hilkasa, Behedjok Beshamay. That's where the halacha is explicitly stated, like Bishamai, Besukha Ketana, Kedir Hashumar Yitzchak, Amarav, Amapuna. Halacha, Tzvicha, Shtei Makzekes, Rosh, Ruv, Veshulchano. V'ayinu Sugyan, Bekul, Mesichta. That's what we find, and he quotes here, he alludes to the fact that you find Keseder in Mesachta Sukkah. We have to know which Gemaras he has in mind. Maybe the Sugyas later about Dof and Gimel, that you have to put in position to be able to match up, to create the effect of a dolphin of Zion. He says that's what we find the Kula Mesichta, the following statement, Shior Sukkah Ktana Shivat Fachim. Okay, we're going to have to find these Gemaras. We haven't seen enough, right? But there are Gemaras, Keseder. Imagine the first parak, right? That talk about Shior, the Meshach, Shior Meshach Sukkah is Zion Tfachim. Again, what kind of a din is that? On what level? You would assume Doraisa. This is what the quick Sharet Sin is gonna make him over too. In other words, according to the Rif, that whole extra tefach that you say you need Shir Zayin is only a Dindra Bana. So that's partly what the Baal Mor means to be asking implicitly. He says, and this is why we find throughout, think that there's a Shir, this is not Din Akzer Shami Yimashek, this is a Din, Me'ikar Adin. You need to have a Keva, you need to have the Shir Sukkah that could have contained Shulchan. That's what we find, and that's what he means. V'hainu sugyan b'kul mesichta. Shir sukkah ptana shiva tfachim. D'ilu b'silu, because we hold like b'shamay that is. D'ilu b'silu, k'sher b'kol d'im achzekes rosh ru b'ilvad. U'baha, l'esuchsa k'vazayim. But in that regard, the halacha is not b'silu, the halacha is like b'shamay. This is all about the sukkah ptana machokas. Says the Baal Mor, but as far as the other issue is concerned, that's a whole separate discussion, whether make a k'zer shamay yimashik. So there already, we have no reason to link Bishamai Besukha Ketana to Besukha Gedolah. It's a totally different discussion. Since it's an entirely different machlokes, why should we tie one to the other? Ava Besukha Gedolah, Kaimu and Kavasayu. We hold like who? Kavasayu, like? Bishamai. We don't have Besukha Ketana. That's this sack over here, Dav Gimel. But Besukha Gedolah, we hold like Bishamai. They go ask a Chanman de Dachile. We have no evidence of a Gemara that says, push Bisil aside. The only Gemara that pushes Bisil aside is the Gemara Dav Gimel Med Aleph that talks about Machzekas. That's the Machokas about the Keva issue. So that we hold like Bishamai. But as far as the other Machokas, so Gizantahed, your Shulchan's outside and you're in the Sukkah, your Yotzi Sukkah. Perfect, Yeshiva Sukkah. We hold the Bisil. Ubishamai, the Makam Bisil, in a Mishnah. That's a famous idea, a famous rule. The Bishamai is not to be acknowledged, Makam Bisil. We hold Bisil. We can't extrapolate from what's true by Sukkah Ketan to Sukkah Gdola. Why? And here is the key, the dig on the Lashon HaRif. What was the Lashon HaRif? Chad Taima. Lashon HaRif was Chad Taima Ninu. And what does the Baal Mor say on his side? Daha Taima L'chod, Baha Taima L'chod. What are you doing, the Rif? You're saying it's the same time. It's an issue of whether make a Zera. No! totally unrelated. One does not depend on the other. Oh, but now he has to address the one issue that obviously was driving the riff, in a certain, pushing him in a certain way, certain direction. Namely, what do we do with Abaye, who's linking Beis Shammai to Keva, and yet we hold Diras Arai Be'ina, and yet we hold like Beis Shammai. See, so what did we see in the Ran in response to that? What did the Ran say in response to that, Kasha? That you need to have some kind of Keva, because other than, if you don't have that, you don't even have a Diras Arai, it's a Diras Ruch. Baal Mor says it in a different way. Let's see. The Afa Gav, the Koni, Tanoi, Tamayim, Shemimim, the Be'inan, Sukkah Diras Keva. Even though all these Tanoim are saying Diras Keva, and we, Yuchara, don't hold that way, wait a second. Ika Minayo Kilchasa, Ika Minayo Kilchasa. Don't assume that from this list all eight are fringe, and we don't paskin. There are those among the eight that we can embrace. There are elements of Keva that we might accept. That's required. Lefi, sheyesh lekviyus sukkah drachim rabim. There are different aspects to keva. The different ways that you can get to a kviyus in sukkah. The kochad v'chad mehanei tanoi. Every one of these eight tanoim ika lomemar de lo spirule de chavre. We could say they don't accept the other one's shita about what's keva and what needs to be. The lomar isrei kviyus abahachi. Lamar is the kviyus abahachi. We're going to probably come back to these lines of the Baal Mor, but just for the first time, just to hear what he's saying. Each one has their way of saying that's the kviyus that we require, but they don't agree with each other. Teda, what's my proof to that? Daha, bein le Rabbi, bein le Beis Shammai, sukkah diras keva bein. And look at the list of Abaye. Who's in the list? Rabbi. What's Rabbi's kvi keva? That the sukkah has to be what? Dalad al dalarams. And who else does Abaye make mention in the list? Beis Shammai, that the shir has to be zayin tvachim, zayin tvachim. Wait a second. They obviously not agreeing with each other, right? What is it? Is it the keva of zayin tvachim, zayin tvachim? Is it the keva of dalarams, dalarams? Bengu Rabbi, Bengu Beis Shammai, sukkah diras keva bein, and mar iskei shir sukkah baba amas, mar iskei deshetim achzeh sroshim v'shulchanam, then the shir tvachim. It's one point. Rabbi Yochanan, the Sukkah Sirki Kipshan. That's one of the other examples. Rabbi Yochanan holds Sviri to Rebbe, but with Sviri to Acherim. The Gemara means the Cheshvin, he goes like Rebbe, Da'adam is Yeshir Sukkah, and yet Acherim say if it's a circular Sukkah, then it's no good at all. That's the Acherim. Amalato Tamay Ba'adi Adadi. You see that the reasons don't have necessarily square one with the other. Hilkach. Man the Israel, when the Israel ride looks like a say, if we have a ride that the Loch is like somebody in this list, I didn't have a say, keep going, nevertheless, the Besoka can be swift, can be shaman, Besoka Tana. The Inach Yechidain, you know, and the other ones are the fringe, but love didn't have a say, knows there could be those in the list that are not fringe. If we have a ride that they're correct. So what is the Baal Mor saying in effect? That there is Sukkah is Diras Arai, but yet there could be some aspects of Sukkah that we can hold need to be what? Keva. And that's okay. Is that the same thing as the Ran? Not the same thing as the Ran. What did the Ran say? That if it's not going to have Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, then what is the problem? I don't have a Dir at all. It's Dir Srucha. It's not even Dir Sarai. The Ran says in one place, it's not called Dir Sarai either. In other words, Dir Sarai means it shouldn't have Keva. But requiring Machzekes, Rabbi Shulchano is not putting it in the category of Keva, it's just allowing it to be called even Diras Arai. Short of that, it's not called Diras Arai. What did the Baal Mor say? Something different. Baal Mor is saying that when we say we hold Diras Arai, not Keva, means certain types of Keva we say are beyond the pale. That type of Keva we don't accept. But within Diras Arai, there could be certain halachas of Keva that we do accept, such as Beis Sham. So it's a different dagesh, a different emphasis. And therefore we could hold like some of those in the list. Okay, so Meisa, the Baal Mor, is attacking the Rif, and now the Machamos in the Ramban is going to come back to defend the Rif. We're going to see a number of Chidushim in the Ramban. So So we'll start from the Ramban. Umash Kasav Od. This is now quoting who? Quoting the Balamor. Yes. Thank you.
We say that it's still within Dira Sarai, according to the Balamor, but we need some kind of aspects to it.
Yeah.
Then why would we say this is part of why of Beishamai is because Sukkot cannot be known? We shouldn't pass that as a Sfara.
No, so he's learning. Good. This is more for Dav Zayin, but he's learning that we say through Diras Kerabbeinah, now Baya just meant to say that they all have, in their own way, some unique aspect that Sukkah needs to be Keva. But they're not on the same page. In the Gemara they are. But they're not really of one sheet. Right? Each one is their thing that's called Keva. So now, it's possible that we have Rayas and Sugyas, different places, that some of these shitas we do accept. That keva we do require. But the other keva, let's say, Mal Michaf Amas, for sure a problem, because we are deal Sarai. Can't be keva. That kind of keva is beyond the pale. But there could be in the pratim, in detail, certain keva that we say is necessary, even within the scale of deal Sarai. It's a very different image than what the Rana says. No, he proved Shami Mashach Nashayach by a Sukkah Ketana. And that there's no shulchan, and therefore the whole issue of Sukkah Ketana has to be based on Keva. And Abaye is not a problem with our Sukkah, it's just that our Sukkah is showing you that we can take some of the list in Abaye and hold like it. Namely, Beis Shammai and the other one of Elazar. And that's okay. Those two pratim of Keva we do hold are necessary. Even though we hold generally that Sukkah is Diras Arai. And the Ran is saying that if you don't have this, you don't even have Diras Arai. You have a Diras Aruch. Clear? Yeah.
So even for the Ran, so we're saying that if it's not Zion al Zion, it's not a Dira. So we're saying that even the Man Domer should hold being a Diras Arai would.
Right.
But Beis Hillel himself.
Beis Hillel says it's called Dira, right? Beis Hillel says, if you don't have Vav Vav, I don't have a Dira.
But you're saying he is the Man Domer being a Diras Arai, and he does not hold
that. Again, so that's the question. Does Vav Vav minus a Shulchan qualify as a Dira? Of a Diras Arai, or is it only Diras Aruch? And in that regard, like Beis Shammai, that it's not even called a Dira at all.
I'm saying, if the Ran's saying that even the Mandamas will hold being a Diras Arai, they'll still hold like Beis Shammai, but Beis Hillel is one of those Mandamas and he clearly doesn't hold like him.
No, Hanami, but we hold like Beis Shammai, that's our Sugya. The Gemara is telling us that we accept Beis Shammai's halacha. Maybe on our own terms. That's why I was specific before. Did he mean to say that Abaye meant it that way, or just that we take it on our own terms? Did Abaye mean to pin Beis Shammai as holding Diras Keva because he holds Diras Keva, and if it were Diras Arai, it wouldn't be necessary, but we hold otherwise, we hold that it's necessary for Diras Arai? Or did he want to say this in Abaye? It's not 100% mukhach from the Lashon, but maybe you're suggesting that Abaye meant it one way, but we took it in a different way. In the Baal Mar, I think it's clear, he's saying, even Abaye said it this way, but Abaye never meant to put them all in the same exact box. Abaye just, to lay out here, different shitas about what kind of keva might be necessary, and we could hold by some of them and not by others. Yeah. Let's see the Ramban. Umash Kasav Od, that which the Baal Mar wrote about the rift. This is the beginning of the paragraph. All the way until the Kaimalan, the Tarti Pligi. Which means, again, that the Baal Mor is saying that it's two separate machokasin. And not that Sukkah Ketana is dependent on the Gzeir Shem Yimashich, because after all, where's the Shulchan? Zu Einat Shuvah. That's not really an appropriate response to the riff, to deflect the riff, to reject the riff. Why? Because really, the Beis Shammai B'Sukkah Ketana, everyone see it? We're reading? Beis Shammai B'Sukkah Ketana Nami Mishum Hachihu. It's also based on what? Av Shem Yimashech, meaning Mishum Shema Yavi Shulchan V'Yimashech Achara. What the Ramban is addressing is when the Baal Mar asked, what Shaykh Shami Mashach, Hare Engo Shulchan Betoch Habayis Shami Mashach Acharav, the response to that is, no, the Gzera will be Shema Yavi Shulchan Bi Mashach Acharav. So there's always a possibility of being schlepped after the Shulchan. If it's here, if it's not here, it could appear, and it could appear outside the Sukkah. And that's all part of what we're being gozer. If anything, says the Ramban, that's a more of a reason to be gozer in the case of a Sukkah Ketan, as we spoke out, the Koshikenu, that you can be gozer Shema Yavi Shulchan Bi Mashach. Why? The Kevan She'engel Makam B'Sukkasu in the Echbo Shulchanu. If you have no option of having the Shulchan in the Sukkah, Sula, then it's a problem. Why Shimanicha B'Chutzala, if you're going to put it outside, you Mashach Achash Shulchan. Now, I want you to, now, we're going to learn a couple of lines here that really have to be analyzed. I have two O's in everybody, okay? What does he say further? First of all, the Lashon he just used, Sula. Now, we're talking about a Shulchan. We're talking about what practice in the Sukkah. Achila. But is that the only thing that you use a Sukkah for? No. There are many things, and I'm going to give us a list here of things that you can use a Sukkah, function in the Sukkah totally, perfectly well without a Shulchan. A Shulchan is only necessary in terms of eating in a normal way. When you have whatever course you're putting, so you have to have a plate to put it on, and you have to have a place to put the plate, right? You have to have your cutlery, you have to have your plate, you have to have a Shulchan. But there's a lot of things that don't require a Shulchan. And the question now is going to be raised. So why are we disqualifying a Sukkah that can't contain the Shulchan in terms of all the various activities that don't require a Shulchan? Why is a Shulchan now so critical if there are a whole list of activities that don't require a Shulchan to begin with? Now, why are we making the measure of a Sukkah for anything that you're doing in a Sukkah defined by a Sukkah that can be machzik a Shulchan? So the Ramban gives us an example of some things that don't require a Shulchan. And he's going to tell us it's possible for all of the above. He says, Sula shemanicha b'chutzlo yimashach ach shulchan. Afilu rishan? No, sleeping. Needs a shulchan? No. Urishanein? What's rishanein? Learning. Needs a shulchan? Okay, you guys kind of, yes. Okay, the Ramban put otherwise. Shanein, okay. Maybe they learned about Pech, right? Maybe, I don't know.
Stender
is less than a Shulchan. Shanein, you can learn, you can chazer over, you can chazer about Pech, you don't need to have a Shulchan for that, okay? Shanein. Retayoba, just enjoy the Sukkah, to walk around the Sukkah, to just take in the ambiance of the Sukkah, no. Retayel, you know, so that's again, you don't need a Shulchan for that, you just need the Sukkah structure itself. And even within Achila, says the Rabban, a fourth thing. Olecho upito biyada. What is this reminiscent of? Who learned the Shechta Brachas? Upito biyada, the beginning of Brachas, no? Gemara mentions in connection to Kriya Shema, no? Ani upito biyada, right? So what does the Rabban mean? No, you have a poor person. He doesn't have a big meal. He doesn't need a shulchan. He just has a little piece of bread. What does he have? He doesn't have any courses, any food. What does he have? He has a whole bread. Bread eats in it. He's holding the bread in his hand. He's eating. Who needs a shulchan? So what eat? And so no, it could be sometimes even someone who's wealthy who does can afford one. But sometimes they're eating on the run. They don't necessarily have to sit down with a formality to it with the shulchan. They just have their little bread and they're getting their little Danish or whatever. They buy it and that's it. Pito b'yada. The baita, who needs a shulchan for that? And yet we're saying you can't have the sukkah used for any of the above. For shena, for shinun, for tiyul, for just eating your bread that's in your hand. Why? Because he mashach achas shulchan. That's the pshat. Again, kim evo makam b'sukkaso for the shulchan tsura. Because if you're going to have the shulchan outside, you're going to be drawn after. It's still going to be psula. Why? So Rabban gives you an explanation. Why? Anytime you have a sukkah that's not fit for a normal type of eating is when you have a plate and you have a course and you put the plate on the table, and without and you don't have the option of chiluk darka ulchol mili de suka ain a suka. It's not ruila chiluk darka ulchol mili de suka, meaning everything, everything meaning including what the achila ain a suka. We need to explain what the Ramban is saying. What is the Ramban Mechadesh here? What kind of a problem is this? That if it's not fit for Achil Kedarka, then the sukkah is pasul. We start off by saying the problem is Shami Yimashach. And then he comes a minute later and says the problem is you can't eat, so you can't eat a normal way. You can't do it for anything else. It's a new problem, a different problem than what we're discussing. Now it's the Raisa, or it's still the Rabbanan. Like, how do you make these lines flow in the Ramban? What has he done for us? I mean, the problem we hear, what he's asking, but then what is he responding? So you can't normally eat normally, so you can't, but he said before the problem is Yimashech. Now Yimashech is only a function of what? Of Achila Kedarka. So now what's he saying? Let's just finish for a few more lines, just to have the Hashlama, then we'll come back. So the Ramban continues, So why do we have to have two different machlokes in? Not because it's two separate inyanim of two different timing. No, it's the same time. But we have two cases. Gedola lodiacha kochen de beshamai, that he goes there even though you could have gone had the shulchan brought in. So maybe he not goes there in that case. And ktana lodiacha kochen de beshilel, that he goes there even by ktana as well. That he's not goes there rather by ktana as well. Miu tarvayu. But both cases, Tana and Gdola, what's the basis of the problem of Bishama? Here again. So he summarizes, he comes back to what problem? Mishum Shema Yimashech. So what's going on in the middle? He starts with Shema Yimashech, Pasach Bishama Yimashech, Bishim Bishama Yimashech, and in the middle, he's schlepping in a problem of what? That if you can't have good for Achila, you can't use it for anything. Where is Abaye? Now, just to speak out what we've been saying outside, now inside. Where does Abaye fit into the Rif scheme? So where's Abaye? The Rif says, okay, so our sugya is clear. It's all one machokas of Shema Yimashech. Good, there's a Ribusa, Bishama, Bisilo in the two cases. But where does Abaye fit? How does Abaye understand this? Abaye said something very different. Continues in Ramban, is what we spoke out outside. The Abaye du'ukne b'shita. Abaye that puts Bishama into that list of people who hold Diras Keva. Where's he? What's he thinking? Savar. Here it is. Dibisuka ketana bilchut pligi. What's Abaye's understanding? That the entire machokes in Daf Chavches is what? Is limited to sukkah ketana. Notwithstanding the Gemara's diuk that if it was sukkah ketana, then it shouldn't have said a lashon of what? Of mi shahaya. Abaye wasn't impressed. The Gemara originally thought here also was sukkah ketana. And the Gemara challenges it. It says Tati Pligi. Abaye is left with what the Gemara says in the beginning. Sukkah Ketana Pligi. And what's the basis for the problem? He doesn't know about Gzeir. No one has Shema Yimashech. There's no such Gzeir. No one, even Bishamay, doesn't have Gzeir. There's no Gzeir by Sukkah Gdola. There's no Machlokas by Sukkah Gdola. Nobody passes over there. The whole Machlokas is Sukkah Ketana. What's the basis of Bishamay, Mishum, Diras Keva? That's Abaye. The Machlokas is Sukkah. So Abaye learns up one way and our Sukkah learns differently. Aval, Anan. Mekeman da Ashkechan da Afir b'sukkah gedola pligi. That's what we've discovered. Umishum gzeira. Memela if to la shita Abaye b'ha. So Abaye who put Beit Shammai within shita of Duras Keva is no longer valid. We don't go that way. Now we run with gzeira Shammai Yimashech all the way, and that becomes the defining shita Beit Shammai also by sukkah ketana. V'mlo pirush Rabbeinu Kain. Without explaining this, we have no way to understand how to reconcile the sugyas. We can't learn. The sugyan to Bishamai Bisukkah Ketana, Bitukma Bishita. Our sugya says halacha ki Bishamai, and yet Ukum Bishita, which is saying we don't hold Bishamai. How does it work? It works because Abaye didn't know about our sugya. He didn't know about Sukkah Gdola being a machokas. So he puts Bishamai Keshita, but we know better. We know machokas Bishamai Gdola. Mela it's chataim and ninu. It's the same machokas Bishamai Gdola. Mela we can have Bishamai all the way. Let's go back to those lines in the middle. What's the pshat in those lines of the Ramban? So Ramban was bothered by the fact that there are things that one can do in a sukkah that don't require a shulchan, and the Ramban says, still, in all, it's not going to work. Why not? So the it's interesting. The Sharet Siyun is omitted on this Ramban. Let's see how he brings it in. Do you have a copy of it? The Sharet Siyun in Os Zayin. So he's going on in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see, some of the Shulchan is in, some is out. That's okay, there's no Gzeira over there. Then he says, in Kol Shulchano Babayis, Afihu Yoshikua B'Sukkah, and it's a Sukkah Gdola, okay, that's clearly the Halacha that we hold, he's paskining that it's us. It means he seems to be saying, like the Rif, the Rambam, this is the Rambam itself. Now, he points out, B'Shem, the Nira, in the third line here, I don't know what line it is by you, but in Simchat Zayin, the Nira, the Kozeh, Dafka B'Yoshev HaPesach HaSukkah MiBifnim. Interesting, where does he put the person? Inside the Sukkah. We had the Diuk in the Rashi, and the Girs in the Rashi. He's inside. The Lokeach Min HaMachol She'aruchim L'fanav HaShulchan Bachutz. And he's eating from the food on the table, which is situated outside. That's where we say lo yatsa. Kmo shetzir hagemar, like the lashon hagemar dav gimel. The lashon is the yasev apuma de metalalta. Again, remember the lashon Rashi. It's like rosho bifnim and yibachos. Okay, lo yadea. We try to figure out, but here is clearly assuming that he's inside. Wait, the oz gazvinan shemim mashachas shulchan. What about the following? Forget the case where he's eating from the food on the table which is outside. Suppose there's a table outside, but he's got his tuna fish sandwich in his hand! And he's in the sukkah eating his tuna fish sandwich. Nope. What would you say now? So the table's outside. You say that there might be other food on the table. Maybe there isn't, but there's a table outside. But he's eating something, mamish, in the sukkah. He's Rosho Verubo Umacholo Pesukah. No, what do you think? The Yotze or not? See, so at first glance, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sharet Siyun, Shalobikai Gavna, Shayosha Pesukah, Vaochel, Vainu Kefna Shukham Kah. Let's assume he's not taking anything from the table. Raksha Nohe Kimo Ani, Shapito Biyad. That's why I told you the lesson in the Ramban. Pito Biyado, he's like an Ani. All he has, Nebach is what? This is a little slice of bread. That's what he has. Doesn't have fancy food. Shepito biyado v'ochel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, l'chayra az lo gazu chachamim klal shami mashe. Because in a case like this, there's no shulchan with food on it. There's a shulchan outside. Tinirali. So what would be if the sukkah was vav al vav, b'kihai gavna? Chayra, same thing. Maisa, there's no Shema Yimashech here because the Kehai Gavna, lo gozlu. Again, for the Rif, it's all one halacha, Shema Yimashech. That's the Sukkah Gdola, Sukkah Ketana. So, but Bamed B'mamurim, when it's a Sukkah, there's a Shulchan outside that you're eating from. Then, even though you're a Maisa in the Sukkah, but who knows, you might end up being drawn out. If there's no food on the Shulchan outside, there's no Shulchan, there's no food on the Shulchan, and the food you're eating is with you inside, What are you going to tell me? You can't be Yotze? Why not? Chayra should be fine. Indirali. But the Lashon Ramban and the Mochamos. What's the Mashman the Ramban? The Furish not that way. Acha kach matzasi. The Ramban, the Mochamos. Le'inyin, here's the Sukkah Ketanakit. Le'inyin Sukkah Shemachzekes Rosho Verubo. So the Ramban brought in Shino and other things, but he also says, let's Pita Biyado. You want to eat inside, Pita Biyado. Gam Kain ain't a Yotzi Bazu. Not Yotzi. So her now I get this. But then the Ramban gives a reason for this. So let's understand the Ramban. So why did the Ramban say that? Ella should be Emes Hasim Shain. Something different there. In other words, in my case, the Rabban's probably would not apply. What was the case that the Mishnah Berurah was talking about just a minute ago? What kind of a sukkah? That he's talking about, well, you're not eating from the shulchan, you're eating from your hand. Sukkah gdola. You could have. It was roly for whatever else. But Lamaisa, you are not eating from the shulchan, you're eating your sandwich in your hand. The Rabban's case is sukkah ktana. So it's, oh, that makes that case different. As the Rabban himself explains. Them is hush and shiny. Maybe it's different than what I talked about sukkah gdola. There it's different. Kemosha kasa ba'afru hatan. Shekosh ena ru'udya la'achila kedarka. Hainu that she'enu shamakam ha'amad shulchan v'lecha. You couldn't put the shulchan inside. Ena sukkah. So it's not a good sukkah for anything. Mashekin bin yaneinu, in our case, of a sukkah gdola, she'yocha la'amad sham shulchan, el shem is'atzel. You're lazy. You're lazy. So your shulchan is outside instead of inside. And then you don't have anything there and you're eating inside. So b'zev v'ade yotzi b'achilasa. As long as your achila is not from the shulchan, should be yotzer. So l'chara, he wants to say that stick this gun by sukkah gedola, even if your shulchan is not in the sukkah, that if you're not eating from the shulchan, there's no gzeir. I'm Yerushalmi, pek bezrach hachaf, lo sov davar, kavanei edasha, mashmul chod, lo kivarai. So no sekelim in the Yerushalmi. Seem to say differently. I'm the pei moshe sham bier, bofen acher, that Yerushalmi, again, you have to be ma'ayin there, b'chem from the garden, b'hu p'sam. But now he comes back to the Ramban. Okay, so this is an interesting shaila in its own right. But now what's pshat in the Ramban? Da. The mashma miloshin amuchamus hanal, it's l'chor mashma from the Ramban's lashim. He says, if you can't eat kedarka, then it's no good for anything. That made the rice and the yotzei, the sukkah shemak zekas nakrosh atuvah. They have a sukkah that doesn't contain the size for shulchan. It's pasul midoraisa. Ubazeh hayim miyushav kol mikomus yuhuzga b'gemara d'shir sukkah shivetfachim. If you assume it's a doraisa, then it would explain why many times in Shas, the Gemara mentions the Shia Sukkah Sivatvachin. V'lo ishtamit b'shum makam lomar du rak b'drabanan. And there's no place indication it's only drabanan. Who is ma'or at that point? He tells you, uva ma'or ramasose. Who's he referring to? That was a line in the Balmar that we read before. That the Gemara is always saying that Shia Sukkah that means it's din d'oraisa. So that's why the Ramban can say this. It's so d'oraisa. Wait a second. How can I say it's d'oraisa? Avo imken yikshe lashon arif. Then the riff is difficult. Shekasa b'perakama. What did the lashon of the riff in perakama in our perak? The lav tamay de beis shamay because of what? Because of keva. Ela tamayu mishum de gazvina shamay yimashich. And he's saying that on the case of sukkah ktana. Sounds like it's only din d'rabbana. V'hayim yona d'abay halo sukkah ktana koi. And he's saying it's not like abay. Its reason is because of shamay yimashich. Sounds like the whole problem is d'rabbana. The Gamma Shikas of Perak Beis, so too the Riffin's Perak Beis. The Alochi Kibes Shami B'Tavad, the Chad Taim and Ninu, sounds like it's only Din, the Rabban. Yes, so he has a problem here. The Ulai Kavna Saloma, the after the Sukkot Tana, Shemach Zekas, Lach Rosh Agrubo, Islu, Libes Shama, and Dina Duraisa, Gamkin in Yotziba. The Komakam Kim, the Tam, the Shem, Imash, Shech, B'Tavayu. The reason applies in both cases, the Chad Mishan Nishne, Shnei Hasugi, and both things are mentioned together. And we hold that one base shamai ain't on the lechalicha the mechaveta. No, he tries to work out a derchik in the riff, and he says at the end himself, achin pashtius lashem deran veritva hu de la riff ain aserak mishum zera tzochi. So I want to come back to the Ramban. So lechur is an important issue here. The maisa, he says at the end, the riff sounds like it's a Ramban, and yet the Ramban, he seems to be saying, is telling us a psul derais. What's going on? And the Ramban is clearly talking within the Rif. How could you take the Ramban out of the context of the Rif? The Rif is the Rabbanan, and yet the Ramban is saying that you can't use the sukkah because you can't eat in the sukkah normally. What kind of a problem is this? The Ramban, the Raisa. What's the pshat? So again, the Lulei, what we see in the Sharetzim, L'chir, what could we say your pshat in the Ramban? There is a halacha that the Ramah quotes in Siman Tafresh Mem. This you have also? In Tafresh Mem, and I think this could shed light on what the Ramban is saying. Let's see. The Chiddush Din of the Mordechai that the Ramah quotes. We understand, what does the Ramban mean that if you can't eat kedarka, because the sukkah couldn't fit a table in, then the sukkah is pasul. And we understand, what does the Ramban mean? What does it mean? Pasul, doraisa, and what kind of halach is it? The Mordechai, as quoted by the Ramah, we know that sukkah is designated for achila as well as other tzurachim like shena. Says the Ramah over there, the masa mitchilo b'makom shemitzdar b'achilo b'shtiyah or b'shem. Let's say the sukkah is not compatible with a particular use for the sukkah. You'll be mitzdar in eating or drinking or sleeping, but not in the other things, in one of the things. Oh, she'ef shel lasas echad me'am b'sukkah. Machmas the misyar milistim. Let's say it's not mitzdar in terms of a tsar, but it's just that it's not possible. You're afraid. You're afraid of doing that because of bandits or ganavim, kishu b'sukkah. So therefore, you can do certain things. You're afraid of whatever. Says the Ramah, eino yotze ba'osa sukkah klal. There's no, you're not yotze yeshiva sukkah afil b'dvam shirom mitzdar b'hem. Even if you're using the sukkah for something that doesn't have that element of mitzdayer, that you're not afraid of anything, but since the sukkah would not be possible to be used for the other tzrachim, then the sukkah can't be used for anything, even those things that don't have the problem. Why? Because it's not no longer a proper dira. The lo havi kein dira shiuchel asisham kol tzrachav. Mordechai perek ayashim. Mordechai in the second perek. Dira means that it's available for all kinds of uses. But if this sukkah precludes a particular use, so then it's not a good sukkah for anything. Let's think. Maybe this can help us understand the Ramban. What did the Ramban say? Here you have a sukkah that's not Zayin al Zayin. Rosh of Rubo fits, Shulchan doesn't fit. Can you learn in the sukkah? The Ramban assumes you could. Okay? You can debate it, but the Ramban says you can. Can you walk around the sukkah? Yes. Can you enjoy the sukkah? Yes. Can you sleep in the sukkah? Yes. Can you eat your sandwich in your hand in the sukkah? Yes. What can't you do in the sukkah? You can't have a normal meal, a meal with a course, because it can't fit the shulchan. But can you? Why can't you have the table outside? Midaraisa, perfect. Midaraisa, you can even have the sukkah, use the sukkah for a meal. Of a normal meal, having sukkah outside, midaraisa. But the Chachamim came along and they said that if you have a shulchan outside, then you won't be able to have that meal in the sukkah. Shamima shachach shulchan, they don't want you doing it. You're afraid. And if you have no shulchan, they're also afraid. So if you bring a shulchan, so it comes out a normal meal, you're out of options. You can't eat a normal meal in the sukkah. There's no way. Because of the drabbana. Granted. Because of the drabbana. Now we have a chiddush in the Ramban. If there's a lemaisa, the problem has to do with Shema Yimashech. We're not falling away from the Rif. The Rif says, what's the problem here? Shema Yimashech. And if there's no shulchan, you might get a shulchan and Yimashech. But lemaisa, practically speaking, you're not going to be able to eat a meal kedarka here. What's the difference between, let me put it one way, maybe we'll say it a little differently. The Ramah had a case where you can't do certain things because you're afraid of listim. So listim. You know, here you can't do certain functions. You can't eat normal meal because of what? Chacham said you can't do it. So what precludes the sukkah from being used for all the uses? The Gzeir Drabbanan. So yes, we're working within the Rif. It's a Gzeir Drabbanan, in fact, and there is that. That's what precludes you from being Yotze with anything, because the Sukkah is not available for Achil Kedark. So you could say that in terms of the Isser, the Chum said you're not allowed to eat Achil Kedark here, whether there's a table or there's no table, because you might bring a table. So Maisa, you can't use it one way, or maybe you'll say it even deeper. The Chacham said you're not Yotze. So a sukkah that you can't be Yotze, Achil Kedarka, you can't use for anything. Now why are you not Yotze? On what level are you not Yotze? So that is what we'll see in Tosfos next time. That's the Shaila. Are you not Yotze Midaraisa? Chacham had the Koach, you can take away the Kim Midaraisa, or the Rabbana. So, good. Then we have to get into that Machokas. But at the end of the day, you're not Yotze, either Drabban or Daraisa. So Memela, this sukkah has the problem that the Mordechai is telling us in the second paragraph, quoted by the Rabbah, that you don't have the use of the sukkah in all respects. So that's what the Rabbah meant. He's working within the Rif, of Shem Yimashech, but the Shem Yimashech becomes the reason, the Gzeira Shem Yimashech, either the Isser or the inability to be Yosei. In other words, if you can't be Yosei Sukkah with a particular type of use, you can't have such a Sukkah for anything because it's not Ke'en Dira, like the Ramban says. If you can't be Yosei. So it comes that the Ramban is, of course, working within the Rif, but he's just saying the Chidush that it's going to impact on any use of the Sukkah, even though that use doesn't require Shulchan. But since you're not allowed to use the Sukkah, or you're not Yosei Yeshiva Sukkah in Achil Kedarka, and that's one of the uses of what you want to use a sukkah for, to eat a normal meal in a normal way, not on the go, not in your hand. Therefore, that allows you, that means that you can't be Yosei the sukkah even with another use. Avram?
According to the Ramban, though, the way that Shartzio was saying, that even this issue that's only Durabana, let's say it's only Durabana, for regards to eating, can cause it to be Sul Doraita and the rest of the sukkah.
That's exactly what I'm wondering about. So would that mean that you're not Yosei Doraita? Because the Maisa, yes, if you say it the first way, it means that it affects the Doraita too, because if you're afraid of bandits, it's going to affect the Doraita. So instead of saying afraid of bandits, I'm afraid of the Chacham. The Chacham say, don't do it. Right? Afraid of the Chacham. So it's also going to affect the Doraita. Correct. If it's about not being Yosei, then it's going to depend on the question of whether the Chacham took away the Kiyum Doraita or only took away the Kiyum Rabban. Yeah?
I just don't understand exactly the Ramban. Once he has the reason that you can't do any other reason, why does he need Shem Yimashek?
Because that's the reason why you can't do Achil Kedarka. Because Shem Yimashech. The Chachamim either forbade you or said you're not Yosei Achil because of Shem Yimashech. If not for that, then I can use it for Achil. I bring a Shulchan, but the right side, the Shulchan could be outside. Because I can't be Yosei or I'm not allowed to eat in such a manner with the Shulchan outside, therefore I have no options to have Achil Kedarka in the Sukkah. The Chachamim's Isser, or telling you not Yotzei, is going to therefore mean practically that I have no option of Achil Kedarka. If I don't have option of Achil Kedarka, I don't have any sukkah for anything else either.